It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Therefore, I challenge this idea with my husband's story of work miracles. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Corinne Canopa. Eddie pointed out miracles that had happened years before the ones that I shared in the first three of our chapters here. In 1996, I returned home from cleaning in the Morissette Indoor Cricket Centre to find Eddie home extremely early from work. He was sitting at the dining table sobbing. Oh, sadness. He had been made redundant from his work as a computer technician at Sanitarium Health Food Company. In Currumbong, having completed nearly 15 years of service there, we talked over the happenings. And that evening, we received a phone call from one of his friends who lived in Sydney, asking if he could stop by on Sabbath afternoon to visit with us. Of course, Gluto, you're always welcome. So we enjoyed our late Sabbath afternoon chat and then some tea. And after closing Sabbath, Gluto said he had some work that needed to be done. He'd not known that Eddie had been made redundant because we hadn't spoken of that. So it was agreed for Eddie to go down to Sydney to work for Gluto and his company called Netus. This continued for about 2.5 years or thereabouts. And at this time, Netus was then able to put contractors back into Sanitarium Health Food Company. Eddie commenced with SHF as a contractor for about 9 months. And this blossomed, and Sanitarium decided it was better to employ Eddie rather than paying all the larger contractor fees. So Eddie went back to being employed by Sanitarium for a further 10 years. Then he was again made redundant in August of 2009. What, again another redundancy? Now, what would God help with this time? The big question there. What would God do? We need not have even worried about that or even asked that question, because without even a prompting from us, Gluto rang within a day or so asking if Eddie could help him. Did he have some free time to come and help in this new company that he had just set up that was named Tecala? Again, Gluto did not know that Eddie had been made redundant. And he had Eddie back there full-time working. So with Tecala, Eddie completed nearly 13 years of employment before retiring on his disability pension due to the glioblastoma multiforme grade 4 that we did in our last episode, that brain cancer. What has God got left for each of us to do? The big question. We don't know. But to keep living as Jesus would live, practice what we preach, and give all the glory to God. That is the most important thing. Jesus is coming very soon, very soon. So we all want to be ready every minute of the day, as one does not know if the proverbial bus will hit us. Are we going to be ready at any minute of the day when we walk out our door? Please, please keep watch for your miracles, because there are so many of them, just like Gluto ringing when he did not know Eddie was redundant. If God could close the lion's mouths for Daniel, if God could part that Red Sea for Moses, and he could make that sun stand still for Joshua and open the prison for Peter. And if he could put a baby in the arms of Sarah and then raise Lazarus from the dead, then we can certainly say that he can take care of me. He can take care of you. Nothing that you are facing today is too hard for God to handle. Nothing is too hard for our God. Shall we ask our Lord to be with us? Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, once again, I thank you for the abundant miracles that happen so frequently that most of the time we just let it gloss by. We don't even know it, Lord. You are there looking after every step of our way. And we'd ask you to continue to do this, Lord. Keep encouraging us. And may we be ready for that wonderful day when Jesus comes to take us home soon and very soon. And we do ask for your guidance, Lord, so we stay faithful, Lord. Please, we ask it all in Jesus' wonderful and precious name. Amen.